Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day in order to join us in person and for our guests that are online. So I would like to call this meeting to order and welcome everyone. Ashley, well, I guess if anyone doesn't know who I am, I'm Kimberly Kim. I am the chairwoman of this lovely committee. And Ashley will be assisting us with the virtual and roll call.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Madam Chair. We're going to take roll call for in-person voting members. Just go through my list. Kimberly Kim.
Present.
Judge Tatiana Salvador.
Here.
Judge John Hudson.
Here.
Chris Black.
Here.
Anne-Marie Knight.
Here.
Corey Boyer.
Here.
Teresa Eichner.
Here.
For the art selection panel, we may have Kathleen Doherty joining us virtually. She's not currently with us. And then we have cultural council staff here, executive director Diana Donovan.
Here.
Michelle Lee, interim public art director.
Here.
Ari Jolly.
Here.
Karen Bobbin.
Here.
Eric Spencer,
here.
Myself, Ashley Wall, and then we have Marissa Marquez for Wayne Bar.
Here.
That's roll call. Oh, I'm sorry, and Joelle Dillard from City of Jacksonville Office of General Counsel.
Okay.
And then online we have Cliff Barton.
I'm here. Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody.
Thank you so much, Ashley. Just to state and restate the purpose of the meeting today, on August the 23rd of last year, this art selection panel reconvened to review and approve the final design package titled These Truths, Voices of Jacksonville. And during that meeting, the ASP declined to approve the same and requested that Cliff Barton Studio revise the project text. This art selection panel is gathered today to review and to approve or recommend edits to the revised final design package titled These Truths for Jacksonville, which will now include the revised text content to be reflected in the design of the sculpture so as to potentially proceed to fabrication. At this time, I would like to open it up for any public comment or questions before we get into the discussion of the evaluation criteria.
Public comment, is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm the former chair of the Art Public Committee, Corey Driscoll, here as a guest, CG Ackerman's current committee chairperson.
Here as a guest.
Don't have any comments.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Any requests for public comment online? So we'll move forward with the evaluation criteria. And I'm seeing if this is. So in your packet, you should have Exhibit A, which we'll be referring to throughout the meeting. Resolution of the Duval County Courthouse Plaza Art Project, the Art Selection Panel, or ASP, will be approving with conditions. Basically, we're determining today whether or not we can move forward with the text that has been shown in Exhibit A. Just to determine if there are any opinions or any comments based on what was shared and the information, which I believe it was shared electronically with everyone prior to the meeting. If there are any questions that we needed to discuss before we move to whether or not we're able to approve and move forward. And just in the interest of time, basically go around the table, starting with Chris Flagg.
Not yet.
Okay. And Miss Emery Knight.
Good afternoon. I'm going to follow Chris's lead a little bit. I've seen the text before. I think it was really important to read it again to refresh. I think it meets what we were asking for, but I have a reaction, and so we'll follow up again.
Judge Tatiana Sally.
Last meeting, and for my clarity, I went back and listened to the recording of the August meeting. I listened to the recording of the May 2021 meeting where this unanimous selected and the artists that he's for this wonderful public art project. At the last meeting, I know there was a lot of discussion because we had relatively recently gotten the text, so we hadn't had the time to absorb and appreciate all of the text. And at that meeting, we focused primarily on the language of the foundational documents that we all believed and wanted to come out of the scroll or spiral of these. So I do see that that has been incorporated. We did not have time to discuss anything else. And so I certainly don't want to throw a wrench into this project, but now having absorbed this more of my own personal feelings and that shared by some of the members of the courthouse with whom I shared this document that is public in nature. And I hearken back actually to Mr. Burton's words when he talked about this project being a project to inspire hope, positive feelings, and I think in light of one of the artists, I think it was Ron Raines, who talked about how folks who come to the courthouse don't normally go there on pleasant circumstances, right? You are either a defendant potentially losing your liberty. You could be an individual who perhaps has been victimized by crime. You could be involved in a very contested custody or dissolution matter. It's a whole host of unfortunate negative events that bring you to the courthouse. There are some happy events too, don't get me wrong. Adoption is always a happy event and some other. But that said, the very first scroll entitled Justice, as you are walking in to the building, I don't believe the text presents the image that the city wants to project to visitors of the Duval County Courthouse, which is part of the resolution here, right? And I am looking in particular to the language and the text contained on the back porch that says, Johnny May Chapel received no, Edward Lycurgus received no, Benjamin Hart received no justice. Those are very unfortunate, and I know that art is also supposed to be evocative and to create and inspire curiosity and dialogue and conversation. But I don't believe that is what a juror coming to our courthouse to sit on a jury trial or a defendant coming to appear in front of a judge or jury is going to feel hopeful or inspired when they're seeing that the building to which they're walking in, the building whose primary purpose it is to dispense justice, is not going to get any justice. That's my comment on that particular section.
May I add, from a process standpoint, Judge, there are two options to discuss today. So one is to approve and then vote on that. And then if that's not passed, then we could also discuss, you know, approving the text with amendments, which I believe addresses the concern that we just heard there. So just trying to frame from a process standpoint what our options may be for the panel to discuss, to operate through, to make sure that the concerns are married with process.
And through the
thank you so much.
Yes.
So my question to the chair or to Ms. Donovan is, you're presenting us with two options, which are to approve it as is or to basically write or design the piece. I think there needs to be a third option, And I think the question is to give you, as the art expertise people, direction and guidance as to the kind of text that we think would be appropriate, but not to try to pick and choose words, pick and choose individual things, and have you work with the artist, not us. I mean, I think you're putting us, many of us do not have art backgrounds. I think we know what we think is appropriate in the location to show proper reverence and deference of sight and to evoke and inspire the imagery we want to inspire. But I don't think that I want to be trying to write and define the size of type and define the placement of various things. I don't think that's an appropriate role for us.
So if I might, is there, and I understand what you're saying, but I need a little bit more direction of what text you would want us to help the artist develop. Is the responsive text, the voice of the artist, local artists, writers, not what you want to see, or did you want to? Because the resolution states we can set a certain percentage of constitutional language, foundational text. It could be the Declaration of Independence or of documents that we hold true to be foundational to, you know, our government system. The responsive text was the direction of the artist to respond to the foundational text based on their current voice in current time. So in order for us to help the artist come up with a solution, I think we need a little bit more guidance on no responsive text. Would you want all foundational language? He sold us, the artist came to us. One of the things that was so, the panel seemed to respond to was going back out to the community and including community to help with the responsive text. So.
As a point of clarification again, I think what you're asking is, you know, one of the options, option two is to go back and, you know, with the guidance of the ASP, you know, we formulate the piece. So if the ASP's decision is, look, we want 95% additional text, things that are pulled directly from the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, and maybe you can sprinkle in 5%, you know, poetic text. You know, is that the kind of guidance that the ASP would feel comfortable giving? Because that would then help, you know, the artist reformulate the piece in response to that guidance, as opposed to, you know, this body, the cultural body, the cultural council, saying it should be 70, 30, 85, 15, you know, those parameters, and what Michelle is suggesting is those parameters by you, the body that's impaneled and interested with, you know, this decision-making would help work with the artist in terms of I just want to make sure that's correct with,
yes,
Michelle.
That's correct.
I have a question, if I could. Chris Flagg, for the record. Are we going to hear from the artist, team?
He's on as a public.
Just make sure we're jumping to conclusions or premature conclusions related to what the thought of the artist was in moving forward in text. Just an explanation might help clarify the direction. Maybe not. But I just want to make sure that we have the view of the creator. There's some incredibly talented folks on this team.
Right.
And there's certainly a concerted effort to make this piece individual to Jacksonville. Certainly foundational language is great. You see it everywhere. At every courthouse, probably every federal courthouse in the United States. So how do we personalize the art piece to our city? Art is to evoke emotion, positive, negative, influential, any way. The beauty of art is just exactly that. It stirs conversation, it stirs attention. Let us not lose sight of the intent of the piece and get so literal that we lose the level of creativity that maybe the artist team is intending it to be, and also the intent of the interpretation of the piece as well. So I just wanted to say that, because we can go on and on and on about text, folks, and we can be here for months and months. I don't know about everybody else's time, but you know, this is I want to see something happen in a great way for our city. I want to take the appropriate time. I also want to make sure that we have every angle of creative thought assessed in the proper way.
I appreciate your comment. And I think, I guess, that actually goes back to what I just said, in terms of if we do approve it based on section, I believe it's section 2, where we approve it, but with edits of maybe the 95% or whatever percentage will be recommended by the ASP, then it gives still the opportunity to move forward, but also to give credence to, you know, to those who have issue with maybe certain parts like the back porch. You know, if there are certain texts that, you know, you feel uncomfortable with approving, then that would be where we would suggest an edit.
Right.
May I say something?
Hold on one moment, Cliff. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Anne Marie?
So I want to echo Chris a little bit, not to be redundant, but art is not always going to be comfortable. Words aren't always comfortable. What I was really looking at each of these streams is that you make me a little bit uncomfortable, then make me comfortable, right? So that I see myself as an individual in the words and in the opportunity. And so if I read them along that stream, and you see the uncomfortable spots in each of them, but I also see where you give me as an individual and inclusivity. And maybe, I can't speak for the artist or the artist team, maybe that tough spot, that, yeah, it's a tough spot. If you notice, it's almost the smallest in font in pitch size. And it's tucked away in the middle. I'm not saying we're hiding. I just wonder, as a person scans, you know, it's okay to be uncomfortable, but maybe we, you know, as I think what's happened here, we've highlighted the positive, that's what I'm seeing. But yeah, it definitely is uncomfortable points, but it's part of our history, and it's not traditional. It defines us, good, bad, and indifferent.
Cliff?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, I can.
The criteria that are before you now about changing this entire text was really not part of the plan. The poets and I worked for a year on this text, back and forth. And, you know, I wish that we could have had this discussion and had this guidance while we were doing that work. That would have been ideal. I think that what would be most helpful is to look at this text from all sides. And I'm not, I'm here to find some kind of compromise on this. I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. But there is, you know, this project was approved on the basis of the voices of Jacksonville being a big part of it. And so, you know, as I directed this collaboration, I was also, you know, being led by the voices of Jacksonville. And the text that you have before you, even though it, you know, was there was a lot of discussion and disagreement, is the text that we came up with after a year of work. The process was, I mean, I could show you a book of writing that they did to get to this point. And then the process was that Yvette Angelique served as editor with Tim Gilmore, and eventually Tim wasn't able to continue. And so Yvette finished the editing. So to me, it would be most helpful to understand what we couldn't say in a piece like this. What is not appropriate? And to go from there, but to make some kind of criteria that we're going to have a certain percentage of text from these founding documents is really not the way to proceed. I think the way to proceed is to look at the text that we have and help us, because I think that I can see why the Johnny May Chappelle is problematic, and I argued this, okay? This is negotiable. But I think what we wanna do is we wanna keep the essence of the voices of Jacksonville. The title of the piece is These Truths, Voices of Jacksonville. And so I think that we need to all work together as the voices of Jacksonville to come up with, you know, from this text, something that we can move forward with.
And Cliff, in the essence of time, I think we should continue the discussions. The panel can have a next steps on how you want to do the evaluation, whether it's looking at each phrase that's proposed, whether it stays or goes, and if we remove it, what foundational text should replace it. I think maybe if we put it to that simple term, could that work for the panel?
So if I could, through the chair, Teresa Eichner, one of the things that I think would be super helpful maybe for the committee, because I'm not sure everybody did what I did, but in August we said, okay, go back and revise text. The resolution today says revise text. I went back from our August meeting and compared the documents. I don't see a lot of revision to the text. So I'm not sure how we got to revise text and bring it back to us. And we're here today and we're looking at the exact same text that we had. And I do have similar concern as Judge Salvador, in that one of those cases is an open murder investigation. I mean, it got reopened in 2015. So it that piece of it does give me a little bit of heartburn as well. So I'd be interested to see, there is some change in the text, if somebody would point out to the committee the actual changes in the text from August to today.
On the back page, it says this text was deleted to accommodate foundational text. It's on the back porch for justice.
Yeah. So those four lines are the only lines that were
deleted. Correct.
Was anything else revised?
It's deleted. And then what was added was the foundational language
from the
Declaration of Independence.
Only in justice?
On the scroll on equality.
And the light box in the top.
So I believe based on the last meeting, that was that was originally what the discussion was. It was we can't move forward because the board at that point thought that, the panel at that point thought that that was where we were supposed to start from, is the specific information from the declaration.
Yeah, I think from my perspective, when I originally saw the artwork, it is magnificent. It is marvelous. And I would love to see this in front of the courthouse. But I think when we saw it originally, we saw so much foundational text from historical documents that it almost drives me back to that place almost every single time I look at it. So I'm struggling a little bit with revisions to that information. That's all.
You know, could I just clarify something? You know, that I guess that's our fault as a team, because I made it very clear. No, in other words, when we presented this to the committee, we described exactly how we were going to collaborate. And that is what we did. But to show you how the text would appear that the poets were going to write, I used foundational text as a placeholder. And I made that very clear in the discussion that those texts were a placeholder. So I apologize for that.
Thank you, Cliff.
Thanks.
I believe Councilwoman Warren. Go ahead. Well, we'll go back to round table just to be sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want to be sure I was misspoken and I think we chimed in.
Anne-Marie Knight.
Sorry. I apologize, Anne-Marie Knight. Equality, scroll chain, right? And then equity. The tale that was there is no longer. There's no text anymore. There was text. That seemed like those were the two changes.
Those were the two.
Okay.
Quality or equity? Equity.
The text. Yeah.
Quality.
In the interest of time, everyone who has something to comment on is able to comment. Judge Hudson.
I share the concerns that have already been voiced by Judge Salvador and Eichner. I don't have anything else to add.
Yeah, and I believe the other. Yes. Sure.
I'm the chair of the committee. My question is, I guess in the last meeting, I spoke about making amendments to the text. I'm not sure that, you know, the people were thinking it wasn't very specific. So maybe you have a great opportunity to specify which lines are problematic or maybe challenging and could be replaced.
Yeah, that's on the resolution. That's what we're asking them to discuss today.
And
looking
I
at the right. Looking at the lines that were supported, I mean, literally, we could literally take each prose and determine if you want it to stay or go, or do the other and allocate a percentage of foundational text from any constitutional document that you want to see on the ribbons, and then be what you don't want to see of the text that's been written, and then you can go back and redo the design. Does that make sense? Would that help the panel?
This is Tatiana with Salvador. I share some of the same feelings that Hillary Boyer does, in that I'm not an artist. I don't want to tell the artist what language to include. I can tell you, I guess, just my perspective, what language doesn't, I believe, meet the criteria or the role or the essence of what we thought it was going to when we selected the artist back in May of 2021, and it doesn't comport necessarily with the resolution. I'll agree with Mr. Garten, giving a percentage of what should or shouldn't be foundational documents. I'm not going to pluck a percentage out of thin air. I don't know that that's the appropriate method here, but, and everyone might have different feelings about, you know, the tail on this one or the back porch on that one of what may or may not suffice. But I guess we're the committee. We can give our opinions on these things. You've heard mine on the back porch of justice. And I'm just trying to at least give my two cents in what I hope will be an iconic and extraordinary work of art in front of everyone's building, in front of the courthouse. So again, I'm not going to tell the artist what to do. I do love the idea of the voice of Jackson on this being a response to the foundational document. So I'm not here to suggest that the entire scrolls have to be the foundational documents. I love that each of the artists picked a local either piece of art or literature, book, poem, whatnot, a local inspirational model to then use as a basis for their response. So I love that collaboration. And again, I think we talked about, or Caitlin mentioned, part of jazz song and response. I love that. But there are some sections that if I am, as a member of this council, supposed to approve it.
Right.
Well, it sounds, I guess, even from just what I've heard today, it seems like the back porch is the main portion that could be removed or changed to some degree. But I didn't hear of anyone else state any other specify another portion. So we could certainly start there with there's a section two, version two, I guess, where the ASP, and this is what it reads, the ASP directs Cliff Garden Studio to make changes or additions to the proposed project text attached in Exhibit A as set forth below and to return to the ASP approval prior to and then we set the date.
So this is Cliff Garden. I'm hearing two things and I can appreciate both of them. I'm hearing that there is some language in this text that is not appropriate for an entry into the courthouse. And I understand that. And I think that we can, you know, we want to work with you. If we have to delete parts of it, we can. The other thing that I'm hearing, that which is really goes hand in hand with the discussion, is that you want somehow the text to engage the foundational text more. I think that the poets felt that they were engaging the foundational texts, but perhaps, you know, if the part about Johnny Mae Chappelle and the others is removed, you know, there's another way to say that, you know, justice, there are many ways to say that. It's poetry. You know, perhaps there's a way to engage another text. So I guess number one, I'd like to hear what is a no-go. You know, we have the text here. Let's edit it. What is a no-go? Like what right. Can't you live with?
And Cliff, then Cliff, I'm sorry, Cliff. I'm gonna do nicely interrupt you. I think the panel needs to run this meeting. I love that you've got good feedback, and I think we're trying to get there. And so the panel needs to go through the text and tell us what needs to stay and what needs to go. And then you and your team can work on the redesign, integrating the foundational text with the remaining responsive text. Can we at least get through that, because we only have 20 minutes left, and I want to make sure that the panel can walk away with, you know, what we know are going to be next steps. Do you mind?
No, I don't. I just want to make sure that the direction I get is clear so that I can come back to you with something that's revised according to your comments, and we can get this approved.
Duly noted, Cliff. We're all on the same page. Thank you.
Yes, Lori Boyer. So I'll make one suggestion, which I'd like to find out if everybody is in agreement with, that I don't think exists today. So the one suggestion would be that I think every
side of the scroll, all four of the words, should have an associated foundational text. You can find a text that has something to do with justice. You can find a text that has to do with equality. And I'm not going to specify whether it comes from the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution or which one of those documents, but I would think that each one of those words should have one piece that you are responding to, as opposed to not starting it. So that was something that I was understanding was going to be part of it, and that would, I would like that to be a starting point.
Thank you. Don has a part. Are you suggesting that the foundational text be in the light box of each side, and then the responses be in the tail for your back porch and scroll?
Well, it seems in the original version that we saw that the foundational text was in the tail. It was in the biggest, not the single word, but it was in the biggest text, so it was easy to read, and it was at ground level. And that was what we saw in the example. That was where I thought it was going. And so if we
if you look at the cover page, you see that this is what he presented, right?
Right. And it says we hold these truths to be self-evident, and I can read it in that picture.
Right.
So if the tail, as viewed from either side, had a foundational text, I think that would be a starting point, but without dictating what that foundational text is.
As long as it's foundational. Right?
As long as it comes from the Declaration or Constitution, I don't think people are going to object to it. Right. So, or the city charter,
okay.
Or, you know.
Yeah, Jacksonville Foundation. Florida Foundation.
Yes.
I do, you know. And I just to remind everyone, when Cliff stated before, I guess, he put the foundational text there as an example of what the text could look like. I don't think he intended it to be. That's what it was.
Yes, I think we've heard that.
Okay.
I think I know that from the tape. I also said I did expect the foundational text to be there.
Right.
And so we know there's a misunderstanding. If he is amenable to making those changes, and the team is, then I think we proceed. If they're not, I think we have to consider starting over.
Any other comments or questions?
I would add, it's a Mr. Gartman asked for what's a no-go. This is again a suggestion. I'm curious to hear what Preston would say, but again, it's from the back porch of justice, but it could equally apply to any other section, especially for provisions or amendments. I would stay away from people's names, proper names, or conceptual, I think. And again, in this case, and I didn't even know that the case had been reopened, but now I recall after you said that, it's like, you don't want to run the risk of any of that happening. That's reading a rash that's in front of you. That would be a suggestion.
I would have to do.
Yes. Just because this is such valuable constructive feedback from the panel, are there other poetic texts, you know, that should be flagged maybe for reconsideration in addition to the back porch? There's some more direction, I think, can be given to the artist, you know, the more guided his responsive, his edited piece would be.
There are several boxes. And equity that say no text?
Because it's like the actual ribbon is so close to the ground.
I see, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
And Cliff, I guess, for those who are online, just so you'll know what we're doing, I think everyone is just giving an overview of any other text just to see if there are any other parts that maybe we needed to flag, no pun intended, Chris, to determine whether or not we can.
No, I appreciate that. That's the kind of feedback I need.
Absolutely. Thank you. And Cliff, while everyone is still looking, I did have a question for you. When it comes to the items that are capitalized versus just regular font, will it be fabricated that way? There'll be certain parts that will be all caps and then certain parts that will not be, or is it?
I had the largest letters on the tail and the scroll. One thing that I want everyone to remember is that this banner is not double-sided on all surfaces. So I can only have it on this when it's a single band, like on the tail or the scroll or the foyer or the back porch. You can only read it from one side. The light box is the only thing that's a box that has two sides.
Okay.
So I just wanted to clarify that. Yes, I have the large letters on the tail and the scroll.
So for example, this is John Hudson on foyer on the ribbon entitled Equality. Some letters are capital, some are not. Maybe in the same word. Is that how you imagine that to be depicted?
Under equality and the foyer section.
Uh-huh.
You see how there's two.
It's a little font changes from capitals.
And then colored is.
Yeah, that was what the poet wanted in the, you know, it was, they wanted those things capitalized. So that's probably an exception.
So would you want that changed to not be capitalized?
I just didn't know what it meant.
Oh, okay.
I didn't understand it.
So for like the word, so
it was just an emphasis is all it was.
I think they call it yelling.
So we should view this exactly as
that one.
So for the scroll inequality, all caps. For the tail, written like a sentence.
Cliff, I believe. That was a question for you. I don't know if did you hear Amory? Okay. Amory Knight, she asked if, so we should read the items exactly how they're written here, where the capitalized items are to be.
They're intentional.
Right, intentionally mm-hmm. capitalized. And like for the section where it says foyer, where colored is, the first part is lowercase and then R-E-D in capitalized.
Yes, the text in the document as capitals is the way it'll appear on the piece.
Okay.
So I have a quick question about equity. Back to extra as another in that, or is it meant to be that way?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of the question. I'm having connectivity issues.
In the back porch here, can you see the screen?
Yes, you're on equity, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So is the two words as another doubled there on purpose, or is that a typo?
Yes, it's not a typo.
Okay.
It's an emphasis that the poet made with a second line. I thought it, I asked the same question. It's not.
No.
So if I can clarify, Cliff, based on what you said, and based on what I'm looking on the front page, the words that you will see as you are approaching the courthouse, the big words are justice and equality, correct? Those did not change.
Right. The big
haven't changed sides of things. Okay.
Yeah,
and
the
two tails there that face the street would then be the side of the sculpture that would have foundational text on the tail, because they would relate to justice and equality. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I have to think about your suggestions. And I mean, there's a number of ways that this could work. I think that what I would do, and what I did do, is privilege people walking into the courthouse. So you would be able to read each tale as you walked in. So, you know, from the back, the letters would be backwards because it's a single strand.
Not entirely. I was trying to nail something down and get some clarity. That's what we were asked to do.
Right.
So my understanding was that the two prominent words facing the street were going to be justice and equality, and that Cliff made the point of the tales being one-sided. And so I was then following up to say that there would be one-sided foundational text on those sides that matched that went with justice and equality, whatever they were.
I think that the right side is equity and the left side is justice.
But the right side is actually equality.
But Cliff, we're looking your presentation cover that says justice, equality.
Okay, that's correct. That's correct then. I'm sorry.
Right. Yep.
I think these things got flipped around in the
So justice and equality face Adams, face as you're walking in the courthouse.
However, just to point it out, so in what we see on the screen, equality, the tail is to the right. Okay.
Right.
And
right.
The tail. Yeah. And I think that's the confusion.
Right.
This document is the reverse.
Yeah. Yes. Unfortunately, the little renderings that we had were just one way, and we just had to fill them in with the language. We did that for. And so here's what I'll offer. When we go back and redesign the language to include the four sides reflecting foundational, we'll redo these schematics with words and the actual directional of the ribbons.
Dawn Hudson, I have another comment, and I'm going to preface this, which was quite obvious, which is that I'm coming at it from a very non-artistic background, and I can only redesign what will be in front of our courthouse and think about the job that I perform in the courthouse. So again, I've got a narrow little window, and I realize a lot of things happen in that building that are not criminal jury trials, but that's what I handle there a majority of the time. And when I look at equality and I look at the language that's indicated in the light box, the next to last sentence causes me pause when it says, no longer can we pledge allegiance to oaths of justice that choke liberty out of citizens. And so I literally instruct juries every week that they don't have a right to violate the laws that we are now entrusting them to hear and to make decisions on in jury trials. And that even if they disagree with those laws, those are the laws we all share. And they literally took an oath to uphold that law. So when this says we can't take an oath to justice, it hits in a weird way, not artistically, but
fully. You know, I thank you for that. I think we'll work on revising that line.
Thank you. 7 more minutes, so I just wanted to make sure if there were any other items that you've seen in terms of the text that we need.
I can't hear a thing. Can you? I missed all of that. I'm sorry. It was silence.
Yeah, sorry. Diana Donovan is about to speak now.
Sure. So I just wanted to share with the committee to make sure that we have actionable items so that we can come back and bring something to you that has more reflective text based off of this committee than the first version. So we have 4 foundational pieces to be able to bring back to you from the foundational text on each one. We have some articulated verbiage and lines through the lines that have been articulated through different feedback that may be challenging. And I think we have a really is that you have an exquisite design that was voted on by the committee, but a new pilot process where you have an artistic interpretation of what these words mean. And we need to bring harmony to, and this is what I'm reflecting back that I've heard today, harmony back to the honoring of the spot and the location. The artist's interpretation and working matches and equals, the place and space that it will be held in and in front of. So as we move forward, we want to make sure that the specifications here today that are articulated, if we can work with Joelle's office to make sure that we have a resolution or quantifiable, whatever that looks like, of making sure that we have that quantified with our team to come back and bring that. But also in working with the artist, items are reflected and heard here today, because I know Cliff is listening well and interacting well, but I want to make sure we just sort of have a brief recap of what has been heard, interpreted to be progress-based for the next conversation. We have some actionable items that are very clear, and we have some interpretive, whether it's, artistic or factual. I think it comes down to more of how do we marry this language to go to the first intent of uplifting to help walk back to what the committee is reflecting back of artistic interpretation and, the challenges and the constraints of this area. Because from a practicality and project management standpoint, this is the largest scoped public management project that we have done. The largest constraints, even from just a security standpoint. So as we're navigating this conversation, is that this would be, an opportunity for us to discuss the verbiage that marries to an area that has a high level of perspective. And I say high level perspective, I mean, not dueling perspective, but varying perspective and interpretation and resonation. So that being said, I just want to reflect that back to the group that, we have some actionable items that the Cultural Council team will take those very clear actionable items and come back to the group. And that, an acknowledgement from the artist as well that he has heard what this group has been sharing and their concerns and their perspectives and their opportunities and being able to help, have this artistic which also marry into the need and to the concern of some items articulated today by the committee.
Thank you, Jolly Chair of the Board. So I guess what that means is that the ASP is the question for Joelle. The ASP is not passing a resolution today. They just identified some guidance to the artist, and there's going to have to be another meeting of this group, at which point the revised piece will then be again subject presented to the ASP for review and an action, correct?
I think that would be what I'm taking.
Yes. So that would actually be our next step, is taking back the action items, and then we would have to meet at a future time to determine whether or not we vote to move forward.
And that we work with the artist to make sure that the actionable items are addressed in the next rendering.
Right. Here, you heard that? Yes, before we close the meeting.
I have two actionable items. I have taking out the back porch of the five lines of starting with Johnny Mae Chappelle. And the next one is on the light box on what, it's actually equity, but you say it's equality. The next to the last line, no longer can we pledge allegiance to oaths of justice that choke liberty out of our citizens. Those two things are out. That's clear.
Well, that is correct. However, I believe, and the Cultural Council, I believe, will
improper names.
Proper names. It was actually a couple of things that have already been noted that I believe the Cultural Council will share with you directly, Cliffs. I didn't want to make sure that
The key, Cliff, is the foundational text for the four sides must be reflected. So that's going to require you to do some redesigning of responsive text in order
But when Lori said, I think that that's not a bad idea, but I'm just wondering, like, if it's, can it be one line and then the poet's response? Does it, what is, in other words, the idea is to take these foundational texts and respond to them. So we need to insert more foundational text into the piece. I just want to make sure that is enough. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we will do it on the basis of, we'll pick something to respond to, and then it will be almost like a call and response, which is basically how this whole text originated. And I know that although you may not be able to see it now, these guys were working with foundational text to get to this point. And what you're telling me is there has to be quotations. Is that correct?
Correct. Foundational text needs to be represented on all four specifically.
For I believe the suggestion was for the four different words, justice, equity, equality,
All four
pillars should have at least some specific foundational text, and then the responses come from those
and choices. And Marie Knight, that text can come from national, regional, local text.
I think that was the suggestion, right? And the suggestion that it doesn't necessarily have to be from the Declaration of Independence. It could very well be from Jacksonville foundational text.
There are four listed on suggestion.
Right.
On the United States Constitution Declaration.
Right.
The Jackson Charter. I don't
know. But that information is
needed. That would come plenty. Yeah.
Yes. So I believe that the.
Yes. But in response to Cliff's question that he just asked, I think if you pick one word out of the Constitution and then printed that word and then had all responsive text, that would not meet our expectation.
Correct.
It needs to be a long enough phrase that it is recognizable by someone as coming from whether it's the Charter, the Florida Constitution, the Bill of Rights, something, Declaration of Independence, your example that we misconstrued on your initial submission not only says we hold these truths to be self-evident, but it goes on for the, that all men are created equal with certain unalienable rights. It has enough of the text that you know what you're hearing.
Right.
So that would be the concept, that it should have that much of a phrase at least.
So could I say an adequate amount of constitutional text that's recognizable?
No, or I already said it becomes Constitution, Declaration of Independence,
right.
City Charter. Yeah.
Whatever one of them, right.
Yeah, I have a point of clarification. So for this situation, at the beginning of the meeting,
Diana,
either
approve
the text as is or with amendments. So, is this the time that it's voted on with the specific amendments?
No, that's what we said. We're not voting.
They have
to come back.
But there's more items and amendments that need to be made. And I think for us, from a staff standpoint, to help work with the artist, having clarification that the artist has heard these recommendations well is helpful, and having Cliff interact that we know what the four are, that the tail to be filled with foundational text, the no longer line that was articulated earlier, and then also the removal of the names, specific names in there. Those three items were the ones that I heard reflected. If there's anything else to be discussed by the panel recommended, I want to make sure we have that open, because if we can take those and then also add into the idea of the text being additionally reworked to help make sure that the words reflect and are not challenged to the idea of the courthouse and what it represents from those representing the courthouse on the panel.
Thank you. Yes, Chris.
Just a point of clarification for me, and Diana, you mentioned it. So you have staff review as you, the artist is working through these recommendations. Is there staff that you can at least help guide before we get the committee?
Sure, that's
and
a great.
You have, yeah, you'll have some, maybe some recommendations, or there'll at least be some opportunity to have support.
Chris, that's a great reflection on roles and responsibilities for the Cultural Council. So in this, the subcontractors are contracted by Cliff. So Cliff would work with his subcontractors and artists, and we would provide in writing what we've discussed today as far as the process goes of here's what the art selection panel has determined. Here are these three areas for you to go back and to change and amend. And then once that has been completed and Cliff works with his team, then we would come you and make sure is A, B, and C fully met and exceeded. And then when those things are, you know, checked off, then we would bring reconvene the panel, and then you would review it to make sure that it was to the liking and specifications of the panel. And then pending that approval, then we would go into the application process.
Perfect.
If that's helpful.
Thank you.
But from
Thank
a
you
just decision of the actual wordage, we're prohibited from deciding.
No, understand. I just want to make sure there was some level
great
of review or guidance or that sort of thing. Not
I think what helps us is just to make sure that Cliff is hearing you all here today.
Right.
We're quantifying it back, and then we'll work with we come back, and then you will vote on it for the final say.
Is there any timeline associated with that?
We can set that today.
Yeah, we'll get with Cliff to tell me how long. I'll get back to the panel and find out how long it will take Cliff to apply these changes and come up with. You know, we need to do some work on the renderings. I think it would be helpful if I really got some actual schematic renderings that were a little more than, you know, just the two ones that I made four of, but really do something a little bit clearer so that you can see how they'll actually look, the tails, where they're supposed to be, and both sides. So I'll work with Cliff to get that done.
Thank you very much. And I know we're 7 minutes over time. Thank you so much for taking the time. I cannot thank you enough. I know how hard it's been to get everybody in the room. So thank you for the time. And I will call this meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.